A high-level Pakistani delegation is in Afghanistan today, delivering a message to the Taliban leadership. Surrender Osama bin Laden or prepare for a massive military assault from the United States and its allies. The mission follows a decision by Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, to provide full support to the United States in its battle against international terrorism. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital. What do you know about this delegation?
Well, the delegation is believed to be headed by Pakistan's intelligence chief, General Mahmoud Ahmad, who was actually in the U.S. at the time the attacks occurred and who had several meetings with U.S. officials before he came back here. The team flew to the southern Afghan city of Kandahar this morning. It's the spiritual headquarters of the Taliban, the real seat of power as opposed to the capital, Kabul. It's also home to the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The team has already met with the Taliban foreign minister, Wakil Ahmad Mutawakil, and may also be meeting with Mullah Omar himself. The purpose of the meeting, as you said, Bob, is clear. Tell the Taliban to turn over bin Laden or face a massive attack from presumably the U.S. and perhaps others. Earlier reports had suggested the Taliban would be given a deadline of 3 days to do so, but now it appears there is no deadline, just a demand.
Will the Taliban listen?
They have not listened to repeated demands to hand over bin Laden in the past, and as late as yesterday, they said they weren't going to do so now either. They say bin Laden is a guest, that the U.S. hasn't proved his involvement in these attacks or the 1998 attacks on the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. And the Taliban has also warned its neighbors that any assistance provided by them in an attack on the Taliban will be considered an act of aggression and that the Taliban will respond with attacks on them. This message was conveyed on Saturday and was clearly aimed at Pakistan, the Taliban's longtime friend and mentor. How much was simply rhetoric and how much is a real statement of intent, not yet clear.
What's the reaction in Pakistan to the U.S. request that Pakistan turn on the Taliban?
Well, there are fears here that there will be a backlash against President Musharraf's decision to help the U.S., not that he really had any choice. Some Islamic groups here are staunch supporters of the Taliban. They offer both moral and financial support to them. Some members of these groups have even gone to fight for the Taliban in Afghanistan. Now, there is also a certain level of support and sympathy for the Taliban and bin Laden on the street here. So this could be a problem, especially if a U.S. attack against the Taliban does come, and especially if Pakistan allows U.S. troops to be based here in preparation for such an attack. But having said that, you have to remember that this is a military government, not a civilian one, and therefore one in a better position to keep a lid on any unrest. And in addition, President Musharraf, General Musharraf, has also been working hard to drum up support for his decision. Yesterday, he spent almost the entire day meeting with newspaper editors, religious leaders, politicians from a variety of parties to explain his position and try to get them on board. And he clearly hopes that this consultative approach will help him in the PR department and make his decision to help the U.S. more palatable to the Pakistani people.
Any news from Afghanistan?
Yes. Defiance on the part of the Taliban, who say they are making preparations in case of a U.S. attack, and fear on the part of many Afghans who are trying to flee the cities for the countryside or for neighboring countries. Aid groups are warning of another refugee crisis as large numbers of people are now moving towards the borders. Iran over the weekend closed its border with Afghanistan, and Pakistan may be considering the same. There are already 2.5 million Afghan refugees in Pakistan and Iran as a result of the war against the Soviets and the civil war that followed. And closed borders or not, that number is likely to increase if an attack occurs.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad, Pakistan.